In the shadow of your wings, I will abide forever and hear my spirit sings. I will rejoice in you, my God.
Welcome to In the Shadow of Your Wings with Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. The Granby Christian Church desires the lost to be saved and the believer to passionately pursue Christ in all that they do. Let's join Pastor John Marins for today's message.
Good evening, friends, and it's so good to have you join us on the program. Tonight, our special guest is Brian Matchell, and he's going to be sharing his testimony concerning how God has been working in his life in the past and the present, and how he's revealing wondrous things about his power to save people. Brian, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm retired. I'm 66 years old. I've known the Lord since I was 9 years old, and I was baptized at 9 years old, and then I've had pros and cons all my life, like many of us, I'm sure most of us, and but I've been retired for 3 years, and I'm substitute teaching now for Carl Junction and Webb City Schools, and we attend College Heights Christian Church, and I've walked with the Lord for many years, and it's the more blessings that I got, the closer I got, I learned to walk closer to Him, and He's blessed us a lot, my wife Julie and I. So anyway, this morning I thought I'd share with you something that happened to me, an event that happened.
Great.
I found out that, we know the Lord can heal us. He made us. He's made all things.
Absolutely.
He has all power, and I believe that. But then I know sometimes He allows us to go through things that mm-hmm. strengthens us, and probably that's why I'm here right now, is because He allowed me to. He showed me how to get a little bit closer to Him and have a little more faith. And I guess that's how our life is. We go through this life learning to get a little closer and
Amen.
Learn who He is.
Amen.
I don't know if we ever stop learning till we go home. But one day I got up to go to the high school, Webb City High School, and it was a day like any other day. And I put one foot in my pants one at a time, right, and then left like any other day. I arrive up at the high school. And I had aortic stenosis, that's one of your valves that's high pressure in your aorta area of your heart. And I've been needing one. It's getting worse, but the doctor says, no, we're not quite there yet. But leading up to this point, things were getting a little worse at the time. And so I walk in the school,
mm-hmm.
and I start walking down a hallway, and something just hits me
wow.
pretty hard in the head. And it was, I don't know if that comes from the brain or how this all happened, but it just spun me to the right, and I held onto the wall a second and took a few deep breaths. And I thought, okay, well, maybe that's just a fluke. I'll take a few breaths. I walked on
yeah.
another 100 feet or so. I was getting up near the entrance of the school where the nurse's station was, and the main office hit me again like that. I'd never had it do that before. I had a point where I was getting weaker, and I couldn't quite remember names now that I think about it.
Like, really?
Yeah, it was affecting me. Your heart can do that. So anyway, I took a few breaths again, holding onto the wall, and I looked at the nurse's station. I thought, I better go over there this morning. It's a good place to start. I walked over there very carefully, hanging onto the wall, and the nurse wasn't there. And so, to make a long story short, I saw a chair, and I bent down and sat into that chair, and then she walks in, the nurse walks in, and I could tell she was concerned, just looking at me. And she'd come down and bent down, looked at me face to face. I said, can you take my blood pressure, please? She said, oh, yes, we will. Very, I didn't have to tell her that, I don't think. So anyway, she did, and she was kind of concerned at the readings. And then my heartbeat, she said, was down to in the 40s, low
wow.
40s.
Wow.
And then the principal walked in, and he says, and I could tell he looked at me. I guess I was very white, probably. And so anyway, he says, do we need to call an ambulance? And I said, well, I just called my wife. I'd called Julie, and she was coming. And he says, I think we better err in the way of the ambulance.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm glad he said that. I said, yeah, I think so.
Yes.
This isn't a time to be stubborn.
Yeah, that's true, bro.
So Julie shows up, and they told her to go on, and the ambulance came. They said, go on to Freeman and right now, because you can't ride with us anyway. And they put me in the ambulance and loaded me up and started immediately, opened my shirt, starts putting all these little tacky things on me to hook me up to an EKG. And I found out they can send my EKG right directly to the hospital to find out the shape of the patient, you know.
Right.
So they start driving, and they didn't have the siren on or anything. They just started moving out. Probably had the lights on, I'll bet. Mm-hmm. Probably maybe going a little faster, but anyway, she says, now I need you to hold still because we need to send an EKG to the hospital. I remember that, and then I hear her whisper to the driver. And then I heard her come over, and she said, now we're going to turn the lights on, we're going to turn the siren on, and we have to speed up. She says, but relax, don't be afraid. And I remember exactly what I told her. I said, I'm not afraid, I know the Lord.
Amen.
And she, I remember she had an odd look that she went ahead and, and walked back there doing what she did. And I closed my eyes, and I thought, wow, maybe this is it. Maybe I'm getting to go home, you know. So I closed my eyes and just relaxed, and I started thanking God. I said, Lord, is this it? Am I going home? And I started thanking him. I said, Lord, thank you so much that I grew up in the Bible Belt in the United States, you know, one nation under God. I don't know why you put me here. Thank you. And about the time I said thank you for Blenville Christian Church growing up there, all of a sudden I didn't feel anything anymore. I didn't hear any sirens anymore or the truck or feel motion. And I felt myself moving upward and just for some reason to the left. I don't know how I knew that, but I felt it. And I also... And within so many seconds, praise just started pouring out of me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thought I knew what praise was until that day.
Really, Brian?
And I felt what I could consider as starting of God's glory. I felt I was in this tunnel going somewhere. And I could even feel, as odd as this is, and I can't describe this, I could tell the earth was back behind me. Uh-huh. There was life back there where I was. I don't know why. I couldn't see anything. It's pitch black. But I was at peace, and I was praising God. I didn't even have to think about what to say. It was just coming out of me, and I'd never felt anything like that, and I wasn't afraid at all. And I said, oh, Lord, I'm coming home.
You know? Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my, I didn't have any dry eyes, you know. And so, anyway, that happened, and then... I think they probably knew that in the ambulance that I wasn't there anymore, and I think they must either, I didn't read that on the Freeman portal, but they must either give me an injection or something the hospital probably told them to do. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, I start coming out of it a little bit. I feel my body again. Mm-hmm. I feel the movement of the ambulance. There's no sirens on now. They probably turn them off as they approach the hospital. And I could feel the ambulance pitch downward, and that's, you know, Freeman's in a valley. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they rushed me on up to the where there's an electric doors where the ambulance runs up to, and these guys were in a hurry. I was kind of in and out, and my vision wasn't too clear, but I heard the doors fly open. The guy just jumped up. I saw a guy jump up, grab on this end, and they're talking back and forth, hurry, hurry. You know,
yeah.
They're talking to one another.
Wow.
You got it. Let's go, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I could look upward because I'm laying down on this gurney, and I could see electric doors open. And I could see a yellowish paint or gold paint. And as we went into the doors, everything froze, freeze frame. I don't know what that was all about, but they were gone. And I couldn't move. And I was thinking, come back. We have to go to the emergency room. Come back. And then I was back in that, all of a sudden, in that blackness again, total blackness. I was still at peace. I was at peace. And all of a sudden, I heard some sound way off in a distance, like people, what it sounded like was people scurrying around on a tile floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like as I started to hear it better. Then suddenly it got louder and louder and louder until I realized I was in a room with people. I could feel it too. That's the weird thing. I could feel. I was around people. And I realized they was over there, and I could see light through my eyelids then. It wasn't pitch black, and it was silent. I opened my eyes, and a doctor was about 2 feet away from me, leaning over my gurney, looking right at my eyes. And he said, "You're back." And then I heard a little bit of a yay. You know what the yay yeah. was? That was the crash team. Yeah. That was the crash team. They just shocked me back. That's sure. what happened. And Dr. Kern, wonderful doctor I have at Freeman, she told me that's what had happened. They wow. were, that was a crash team that said yay. So that was one of their little things the nurses do, I guess, that day, and the doctors. And so anyway, they all finish something up over here and they head out. Pretty soon my doctor comes and says, "Well, I think we're going to put a pacemaker in you because you don't need to go below 60 beats a minute."
Amen.
And that's what had happened. They didn't want me to crash again like that, whatever was causing that. So that all happened on that day. And I tell you what, it was a blessing in how it happened, actually. And the funny thing about all of this, you know how Jesus can either let you recognize he's there or not?
Yes.
Like after the resurrection,
yes.
they didn't recognize him at first until he would let them recognize him. And I often wonder why I didn't immediately go, "Wow, I died," and start telling Julie and telling everybody. But it really started coming out here a while back, and I thought, "Wow, that all happened, and I've had so much go on in my life since then. How did I bypass that a little bit there for a while?" But the Lord works in his own way, doesn't he?
He does, and reveals things to us, doesn't he?
He does. And so I got to that point, and I was it made me very thankful for the people, the doctors and the nurses and all mm-hmm. the people in those teams that work so hard to keep people alive. I'll tell you that.
And Brian, I picked up on the idea that you were so thankful that you were raised in the church and that at that moment you were at peace.
Yeah, oh, totally, yeah. And here's the point of this, too. Something has really hit me. I was a Christian. I have the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So when that happened to me, that's how it all unfolded. I was plugged right in.
That's right.
I felt the glory of the Lord, and it was I was at peace. I was not fearing at all. I turned it all over right there.
So you believe Jesus is the Son of God?
Oh, my. And he's worked like you, and I can, I'm sure millions of Christian people that they've seen him work in their life so many times. And sometimes I kick myself because I forget and don't have enough faith when I'm going through something.
And he's totally able to save us.
Oh, my. No problem. I mean, he created us. He was here when the earth was being created. He's the part of God that we can stand with and not
yes.
be devoured, because I know we cannot stand close to actually the power of God. Yeah. Just like Moses had to be in the cleft of the rock as
right.
he passed by, because he could not endure that for some reason.
Isn't it going to be wondrous when we have that transformed body?
Oh,
and we
my.
Will be able to do that.
You know, here's the neatest thing about this is, I had a father that never accepted the Lord, but it's because of the hurt I think he went through. But he was a very loving person. I seen him give money to people, and he cared about people. And so he cared about people. So I'm thinking, if it affected me that way, my hope is if people have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that when they get in that portal and they're going to know they're dying, I guarantee you, and things are wiped away, I think they'll remember everything. They won't forget anything. And I hope they remember all the people that talked to them about the Lord, and they say, "Oh, my lands, he is God. He is Jesus. I forgive me. Accept me, Lord." And, I think if they'll do that in that point, and I think they'll know to do that, a lot of them, I think they'll call out to him, and I know the Lord will accept them. My God loves us.
Yes,
he loves
he does.
Us like a father.
Well, God, we just thank you so much today for the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring redemption to everybody who calls upon his name. But, Lord, we don't want to wait to the last minute. We want to accept you as Savior of our lives just now. And Father, if there's one listening to us who hasn't made that decision yet to say, "Jesus, would you forgive me? Jesus, would you come into my heart? Lord, I want to follow you in Christian baptism. I want to walk with you. I want to be in a strong church that's going to continue to preach to me and to straighten me out where I need to be straightened out." Lord, if there's a person that needs to do that, may they just decide right now that they're going to be in church tomorrow morning on Palm Sunday. They're going to go forward and they're going to acknowledge their faith in Jesus Christ and be again baptized into Him. Father, this is our prayer. In Jesus' name again, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brian, thanks so much for coming in, and you'll be with us next week. And you're going to tell us a little bit about your story, some more about your story. But thank you. Thank you so much for what you shared.
I appreciate the opportunity to share about what the good Lord's done.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to In the Shadow of Your Wings with Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. If you don't have a church home, they would like to invite you to join them this Sunday for morning worship at 10:45. The church is located at 969 Granby Miners Road in Granby, Missouri. Have a blessed weekend, and remember to abide in the shadow of His wings.
I will rejoice in You, my God. In the shadow of Your